This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Jono from Froth once shagged a guy who preferred listening to this show. True story. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Brian Peel.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm good. How are you, sir?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks, guys.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that you're feeling better. Last week you had a severe case of the man flu, but you're sounding a lot better.
Yeah, last week, was a complete write-off. But yeah, I'm feeling much, much better now. Yeah, it was just horrible, horrible thing making its way around town.
It's the change of the seasons, I reckon, Brizy. The change of the seasons. Let's leave it at that, shall we?
Leave it at that.
Simply Red is... Something's happening again with Simply Red, a new album coming out?
Yes, I'm very excited about this. Their first new studio album in 8 years. It's called Big Love, and it's coming out on the 1st of June. Mick Harknell actually started writing again during their 30th anniversary tour, and he said he couldn't stop. So, very exciting stuff. So, it's the first album to feature brand new and original composition since 1995. And they're all written by Mick Hucknall and produced by Andy Wright. So the first single from that album, guys, is called Shine On, which is, driven by their very trademarked blue-eyed soul sound. So the Ghost of Love is also a big soul song as well from that album. So it's almost Simply Red sounding in their very original format.
Back in their prime.
The original sound. Yeah, can't wait. So I love these guys. So exciting stuff coming for them.
I read a statistic the other day that Mick Hucknall, when he was in his prime 20, 30 years ago, for about 2 years straight, he'd sleep with three women a day.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't surprise me. he was a crooner back in his time.
It was red hair and the blue eyes. Red hair and blue eyes just drove people nuts.
Got him every time.
Also making another milestone, 20 years, Rocky Horror Show.
Can you believe this?
Jeez Louise.
20 years since wreaking havoc. Craig McLaughlin is going to pull that corset back on. Can you believe that?
If it still fits, that is. They might have to make some minor adjustments here and there.
Well, he was a bit worried because he said, look, he's lucky it's not his 50th because Frankenfurter's costume might not hold up. the micro briefs, the fishnets and the heels. But it's the 40th anniversary of the Rocky Horror Show, which landed in Sydney for another Aussie roadshow, and they've done some sellout seasons in Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide and Melbourne. So it opened up last Wednesday. And that's also on the back of the news that Cats is also coming back to Melbourne later this year in December.
Meow.
So yeah, all happening for the stage shows.
God, it seems to be that time of the year. I reckon they normally announce it in April like they did last year with Lucy Durack. They had, what was she in? The Wizard of Oz? Not The Wizard of Oz. Oh, the names escape me. But it always seems the time of the year is when a lot of the musical theatre comes back on our stages.
It does. It's a perfect excuse to get your tutu and ballet shoes out, Adzi.
Oh, you know what? I have them saved up for special occasions like this. Well, that's great. Thank you, Mr. Brian Peel, for bringing us up to date with what's happening around the country. I don't know if you know, but are you a country music fan?
I am a little bit, yes.
Well, you're going to have to tune in on Sunday at 11 a.m. to Q Country. They'll be dedicating their show to the servicemen and women, past and present. Becky Cole is going to be in studio.
Oh, wow. I'll have to check that one out for sure. They do a great job on Q Country Sunday.
They do, don't they?
Yes.
Got to love Chris and his country music. I'm more of a Lady Antebellum Lee Kernaghan fan, but, you know, each to their own. Each to their own. If you want to catch more entertainment news, reviews or interviews, head to theaussieword.com where you'll also find a collage of Mr. Brian Peel acting as the cast of Wicked in dresses, sequins and all. Mr. Brian Peel, it's been an absolute pleasure. You have a lovely day and I hope you feel better.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
You can find more Rise Up on iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/Rise Up. You're with Ginny and Adam on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.